Good evening. I'd like to call the regular special council meeting to order for Tuesday, July 10th, 2018 at 6 p.m. First order of business is roll call, please.
Councilperson Linville.
Present.
Brenner Miller.
Here.
Allen.
Here.
Terlowski.
Here.
Kolograph.
Here.
Spitznagle.
Here.
Thank you, council members. Also, let the record reflect that we have our law solicitor, Mr. William Mason, and our fiscal officer and clerk to council, Katie Iconis, present at this meeting. At this time, on item three of the agenda, persons having business, we give the opportunity for anybody that has any questions or comments to the village council members or to myself to come forward, state your name and your address. This is a special council meeting tonight for items that have to be passed because of time sensitive with the county budget and with our police department, and this is what this special council meeting. The other item on this agenda, just a second reading. So with that being said, anyone that would like to come forward and ask any questions or comments?
Did we do roll call? Oh, yeah, we did do roll call.
What's that?
We did roll call, right?
Yeah, she did roll call.
That was so long ago.
I know. Sorry. Anyone has any questions or comments, please come forward at this time. Yes, sir. Please state your name and address.
My name is Mitch Stindle. I live at 17357 Andrus Drive in Walton Hills, Ohio. If you'll indulge me for a moment, I know you're not allowed to have cell phones, but I need this because it has what I want to read to you on it. It won't go off. I have it in airplane mode. I have two things I'd like to do here tonight. I'd like to make a comment, and I'd like to ask a question. In the latest Walton Hills Journal, each and every Walton Hills Journal that we get, there always seems to be some type of something about the past administration. In this last journal, I'm going to read this one little paragraph to you. It says, we've created and sustained great working relationships with business leaders and investors both in Ohio and around the country. Prior to the current administration, things didn't always go quite as everyone had hoped. Those quality working relationships weren't intact, and our village's credibility wasn't what it is now. Well, maybe that's true, but I would like to point out for the record, like I pointed out my last time I was here, that during those dark and non-transparent times, we still had $5 million in the bank. We weren't being having our garbage collection as a separate fee. We weren't even paying our sewer bills at the time. And as far as credibility, our police force had great credibility. People knew about our police force, believe me, about that. Mm-hmm. And we didn't even need enhancements like cameras or anything to enhance our safety. Mm-hmm. So I just want to point out once again that the sins of the past are 8 years ago, and I think we should stop talking about that. The question that I have, and you guys all know this is a pretty small community, and things, you hear whispers, you hear rumors, and I've heard this whispering, this rumor, that says that the mayor is considering not completing his term. I don't know anything much more than that, but I'd just like to ask flat out, is that a valid statement? And that's what I'd like. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Is Mr. Stindle, that is that the front paragraph?
No.
What?
Yes, in the front of the journal, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's authored by you?
Yes, yes, sir.
Just so you know, you addressed all of us, but that Mr. Hurst writes that. That's his
information to the
residents. His information.
Yes. Any other comments or questions from the residents? Seeing none. Next item on the agenda is Mayor's Report. For the month of May, we wrote 100, and I think this will be the month of June, 129 citations. 35 citations were followed by speeding, 14 citations written for expired plates, 15 citations for driving while under suspension, and for the month of June, we had 4 arrests for OVIs. We collected $119,116 for the month of June in our court system. Council members, just so everyone's aware, there's a director's reports from each one of the directors that we give you every meeting. Since this is our last meeting for the month of July, I wanted to make sure that we got this out for everyone at this meeting. Next is public notification of a ZBA meeting on July 30th, 2018 at 7 p.m. for a variance and accessory buildings on accessory building on 7820 Somerset Drive, and that is at 7 p.m. on 7/30/2018. And that's all I have for Mayor's report at this time, besides report 52 for everyone as well. Review that. Next item on the agenda is item 5, council comments. Is there any comments, Mr. Linville?
I said enough last.
Okay. Any comments, Mary Brenner Miller?
I'll have comments later.
Any comments from Ms. Allen?
Yes, Mayor. At this time, I would like to bring up and find out what needs to be done so that we can change the council time for our meetings to 7 p.m. We had discussion about this. We had several residents that have made this request over and over. The majority of council said that they have no problem with starting, and that was the end of it. So I would like to know what needs to be done, and I'd like to suggest that we start when we reconvene after the summer break. The other thing I would like to ask is that after we reconvene after the summer break, that we start to have the heads of our departments at our meetings, rather than just these reports. It doesn't allow us time to talk to the heads, to find out what's going on, what's coming up. I did get some information today about the bus possibility at the community center with Cuyahoga Heights, and it was a rumor, I thought, that I actually heard from a resident on the 4th of July. And I wasn't aware of it, but apparently this has been in the works if we're talking about it, spending money, expanding the driveway at the community center, things like that. So I would like to request, whatever, however it needs to be done, that we have the department heads at our meetings so the council does have an opportunity to talk to them and have some openness and find out not just what's happened in the past, but what's coming up in the future for us. Thank you.
Any other comments? Gloria, any comments?
No, Mayor.
Mr. Collengraff, any comments?
Yeah, in regards to that, I know before we talked about it, and I think we just didn't go any further with it, because I know some of us don't have a problem with, you know, changing the times. I would have no problem seeing it on the first agenda either, and talk about it and see how everybody feels. And if the majority feels that time would work better and better for the residents, then I don't see no problem with that. As far as the department heads, I guess that's something, you know, that's an administrative type thing, but of course that doesn't matter to, wouldn't matter to me either, if you had the department heads here or not. So I would have no problem with that.
Mr. Spitznagel, any comments, sir?
Yes. I've got a few. The first thing on the June, on this 52,
you mean budget?
Is this June 2018?
Yes.
Okay, so that's June 2018. Yeah, I came home today to some news that I'm not happy about. The first thing is Mitch Stindle brought it up. I've heard from residents. I've heard several employees that you said you were resigning. So are you? Are we going to be receiving your resignation letter? Because if we are, we need to do things by the end of the month. It's not fair that residents and employees know and council knows nothing about it. So is that true? Did you tell employees that we were
I talked to two employees and said that I'm giving a consideration to resign by the end of July, and I went no further. It would be personal issues that I would resign by.
Yeah.
And I'm under that kind of decision-making with my family.
Okay.
I have no intentions to resign, but there's things that I can't control.
So you told two employees that you were considering on resigning. Okay.
Two employees.
Okay.
So you know where my leaks are, right?
No, because I heard one from a resident.
Well, it went off the residence.
So I don't know which two employees you were talking about.
It went to Bedford Heights mayor. It went to all these mayors.
Okay. Well, I would appreciate that if you're going to make an announcement like that, to please inform us. And if you go around making announcements like that, even to employees, not that they're nothing, but to employees, it does get out, and it makes the administration look weak. I'm going to be very blunt with you. It makes you because, okay, is he staying? Is he not? Is he going to go home? Is he not? I've worked with you for these last since you've been mayor, and we've had, I consider, a good working relationship. So I don't like to hear news like this from residents and employees and other things that I've been hearing. The second thing, which is more disturbing to me, is the resignation of Carol Stanizek. I spoke with Carol this afternoon, and there is a lot more to her resignation than what this letter states. And I want to add an executive session onto this meeting in order to discuss very specifically Carol's resignation. So that's what I would like to do, and I would like to know if I have council's support in doing that.
I would second that motion.
I have no problem with that.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Bill, if you see no problem with it as far as notice-wise, I myself would have no problem if anybody wanted to go to executive session for anything.
Well, while we're doing this meeting, I'll read the statute and make sure there's no violation.
Okay. And we'd be going in for personnel, so that's a legitimate. Yeah. We can only go in for three reasons, personnel.
It would be at the end of the meeting.
Right.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So they give Bill time to read the statute.
Sure. That's all I have to say for now.
And Mr. Mayor, and just for clarity, the reason I bring it up, when we were in situations before, we're now having it on the agenda and having an executive session, we've been questioned, and the law solicitor at sometimes wasn't sure, and that's who we follow. I just don't want to put us in some things.
This is a special meeting.
I mean, I have no problem talking
about it. This is not a regular meeting, so there is probably some kind of issue there.
If there is, I would. If there is, and Bill finds it exactly, I want to schedule another public meeting so we can have that discussion.
Executive session, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, council members. As far as the motion, it's just a simple motion about time of starts, and that's council's authority. And as far as the department heads, that was something we decided of 8 years ago. And that's another simple motion if the council requires the department heads to be here. There's no regulations, or you control the meetings. I'm just the chairman of the meeting. Simple as that. Next item on the agenda is legislation. Council members, we have a discussion at first because I know some council members wanted to ask questions about the police shifting to 12-hour shifts. The MOU that we signed and we agreed with the FOP. We have two police officers here that can talk about it, both of the sergeants. And so if you could probably come to the microphone and the council could ask any questions that they have. Personally, we didn't see any real issue with it.
Right.
But we wanted to make sure the council had authority to allow us to do this. I believe it would start on the 26th, right? That would be the next pay period. So that was why we put it on the agenda for tonight. So, Melissa, go ahead and introduce yourself, please.
Sergeant Melissa Walsh, Fulton Hills Police Department. Thank you for letting me speak. If anybody has any questions, I'd be willing to answer them. I just kind of wanted to address council and let you know what we're looking at. By us transitioning to 12-hour shifts, it will give us more road coverage, which is obviously safer for our officers. We will have at least three officers on the road for the majority of our shift, at least half or more, by us rotating the 12-hour shifts. Right now, we're running a minimum of two. We have a part-time officer in training right now, so technically they don't count as manpower. So you may see a two-person car, but although there's only one person during training, we're working on that. 12-hour shifts would allow us to be in kind of cahoots with everybody else around us. It seems to be what everybody else is transitioning to, and it has worked well for them. I know Oakwood Police is on 12-hour shifts, Bedford's on 12-hour shifts, Macedonia's on 12-hour shifts, and it seems to work well. It works well to hopefully eliminate or cut down on overtime because it gives you more time on your shift to deal with incidents that come up. And it is a good transition for the officers. It's a good transition for the village, and there's nothing but some wording to be corrected. It won't cost the village any money. We would work three 12-hour shifts 1 week, and then three 12-hours and an 8-hour shift the following week, which would give us 44 hours 1 week. And what that would do is we would transition, instead of giving overtime over 40 hours, we would get overtime over 80 hours work per pay period. So all of our officers understand that we would be working 44 hours scheduled for one week, and then our overtime would not kick in until we actually go over 80 hours in a pay period. Does anybody have any questions that they need clarification?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Don.
No, go ahead.
This MOU will carry through till the next contract.
So that MOU is written to carry through to the end of our contract. It also mentions in there that at any time, if there's a problem or we come up with something, either side can bring it back to the table, mm-hmm. and it's just a simple transition back to going to days versus hours, because mm-hmm. that's how our time's accounted for now. With our vacation time is in hours, but our ordinance reads for vacation time, holiday time is in days. So it was just a simple transition of days to hours, and we've been playing with the idea of going to 12-hour shifts for a long time. I think now really is an opportunity to do it now. We're not going to know that it's going to work unless we try. And it looks like it would benefit the police department, and it would benefit our village as well. So,
I have no problem with this, Mr. Mayor. I read it thoroughly, and I don't have any problem.
Are all the officers in accord with this?
So what we did was we took a vote, and the majority of our officers voted to go to 12-hour shifts. We had 7 vote for 12-hour shifts. We had 2 vote against it. So according to the police department and the way our union runs, it's our majority rules, and that's kind of what we went with.
Was there any substantial reason why those 2 officers didn't want 12-hour shifts, or did they express any ideas on that?
I don't know. I couldn't speak for them. I don't know why. It was an anonymous vote. So we put it out a ballot to our full-time officers, and the majority of us are very interested in looking at it and giving it a whirl. If we don't try, we're never going to know. And if we do try and it doesn't work out on our side or it doesn't benefit the village, then we revisit it and we go right back to doing what we're doing. But it's working well for other departments, so I can't see why it wouldn't work mm-hmm. for us.
And so there were no names on the ballots? And the seed of this came from other departments, like you mentioned Oakwood?
The seed of it came from another officer that mentioned it. There's been several officers over the past several years who have mentioned 12-hour shifts. We just have never moved forward with it. So we've talked about it overall, and someone came to me and said we should look at 12-hour shifts. So I said I think that it's fair. We put it out to a vote from the police officers, and because we're the ones who will ultimately be affected by it.
Sure.
And the fact that more than the majority of us thought that it would be a good idea, I think it's worth trying. I think it would make officers happy. I think it would make a very decent decision to try. If we don't try, we're not going to know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Mayor. I have no trouble.
Any other questions?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor. Melissa, only one question. It was actually from a resident, but a very good question. And you kind of answered it in your opening statement. That other departments are going to it. But one of the concerns was, you know, a police officer being on the road for 8 hours, and now you're having the mm-hmm. officer on the road for 12 hours. And they mentioned kind of what's going on in the healthcare industry, because there's a lot in the media about nurses working 12 hours and that the stress it puts on. And I, you'd probably be able to answer that better, but I expressed to them what you said. It's kind of the growing trend out there, unions allowing it, the chiefs and different things that a lot of departments are going with it. 12 hours. Any comment on that?
Absolutely. I'd love to come on it. Right now, we're on 8-hour shifts, but we work 8-hour shifts. We rotate every 3 months. We rotate every shift, we rotate backwards, and then we rotate our days off by every 4 weeks. So we are going through a ton of stuff right now, just adjusting, being on a 3-month rotation. By the time we adjust to our shift, we're rotating to another shift again. So our sleeping habits are even more disturbing now than they would be going to a fixed 12-hour shift, which would be great for us because we would not be rotating anymore. When we actually put the vote out, we also asked what hours officers were interested in working, and we would like to stay 4A to 4P. That is currently what Oakwood is doing. It would also make it easier for our dispatch during shift change because we would all be changing shifts at the same time. It would be very uniform. But I think having the opportunity to sleep on a regular schedule and not having to rotate every 3 months also affects the health aspect of it as well. I mean, you start to get used to that and you get a sleep pattern then, right, and you're functioning at a normal level.
Thank you.
Sure. Any other questions?
Sergeant Welch.
Sure.
The rotating schedule, so you guys will be on like a regular EMS world, we do like an A-B schedule. So you work 2 days off, 3 days, work 3 days off.
So what we would do is, yes, we'd work 2 days, we'd be off 2 days, we'd work 3 days, we'd be off 3 days. So we rotate, every other weekend would be off, and your days off during the week would rotate between Monday, Tuesday, and then Thursday. Wednesday, Thursday, however it rotates. So your days off will still rotate, but you're still on the same sleep pattern, and
right,
you're still doing the same thing on a regular basis.
And effectively, the officers would be able to plan out their year.
Absolutely.
Because you would know exactly what your schedule is going to be.
Absolutely.
On a continual basis.
And on the flip side, nobody really even addressed this portion of it, but we have part-time officers that work with us as well. So our part-time officers would have the benefit of being assigned to an actual scheduled shift instead of bumping through all of our shifts just to cover a shift. So with the fact that they're part-time, they're holding down another commission, most of them somewhere else. So they're trying to schedule their life around what's going on here as well. If, in fact, we're giving them a 12-hour shift, it opens up their availability for us to need them if we have a call-off or something else. Plus, it gives them more options to offer their other departments as well, and it gives them a little bit more stability than what we're giving them now. So it makes it a little bit sweeter to offer to our part-timers than, hey, you're subject to working whenever we need you, and here's the schedule, and we don't need you today, we need you tomorrow instead. So it kind of helps them out quite a bit as well.
Any other questions?
Melissa, does this afford you more family time?
Absolutely. I mean, you're working a longer day, so the days that you're working are days that you're devoting to working, but it gives you a little bit more of a chunk of time to deal with family options and whatever you have to do. I think the 4A to 4P shifts and 4P to 4A shifts would be very ideal as well. I'm certain it helps with some people with their child care. We have, some other spouses who also work 12-hour shifts, so they're able to make their schedules work together as well.
Any other questions?
As long as you like it. I mean, you brought it to us.
Well,
you know,
and
you're good with it, then
that's
I'm
the whole
all
thing. We think that we need to give it a try. If we don't
right.
give it a try, we're never going to know. And mm-hmm. I think that everything's laid out where it looks really good on paper, and if we can make it work and things are really good and we keep doing this, then we address it at the next contract and deal with
sure.
it then.
Okay.
But it gives both parties the option, if it's not working, to bring it back to the table and reassess. And all it is just transferring hours to days and days back to hours.
Well, as long as we have that option with you guys, because I currently work different shifts, 8, 10s, and 12s. And 8s are no problems, and 10s are no problems. But when I'm working those 12s anymore, it's just, oh, good Lord, will those last 2 hours end? So I wish you guys well, and it sounds like you did a lot of research with
thank
us.
Thank you.
So I'm happy to support you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you.
Mayor,
yes.
One final
yes, sir, Mr. Linville.
So this is only going to be until our next contract and has no impact on
right.
our next contract
right.
that we negotiate.
Right. We'll include it in the next contract if it works out.
If they want it.
If they want to continue it. Then. The next contract's open when we get ready to discuss it.
But that'll be a bargaining.
It could be up for discussion, yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you all.
Thank you, members.
Thank you, council members. Next item on the agenda is item 7, legislation for that particular issue. Who would like to introduce this for suspension, please?
I'll do it, Mayor.
Mr. Linville? Okay. Any questions or comments, council members? Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Linville.
Mayor, I'd like to introduce ordinance number 2018-9, an ordinance authorizing the mayor to enter into a memorandum of understanding modifying the collective bargaining agreement with the Village of Walton Hills and the Fraternal Order of Police, Lodge 67, Walton Hills Division, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Second by Mr. Collengraff. Any questions or comments from council members? Seeing none, vote on suspension, please.
Councilperson Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlowski?
Yes.
Collengraff?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Thank you, council members. Can I have a motion for adoption, please?
Mayor, I'd like to ask this time that ordinance 2018-9 be adopted.
Second.
Second by Mary Brenner Miller. Any questions or comments, council members? Seeing none, vote on adoption, please.
Councilperson Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlowski?
Yes.
Collengraff?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Thank you, council members. Next item is legislation B, 2018-19. Council, I recommend this as second reading, not first reading.
Okay.
So who would like to introduce this for second reading, please?
I will.
Gloria? Okay. Go ahead, Gloria.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to introduce for second reading resolution number 2018-19, a resolution authorizing the mayor to enter into an agreement with Northfield Park Associates, LLC, for a donation and loan and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Spitznagel. Thank you, council members. Next item on the agenda is resolution 2018-20. This resolution is standard tax budget that we have to pass every year before a certain date in the month of July, and that's the main reason we have this meeting tonight is for this tax budget. Any questions or comments, you can ask Katie Aconis. She is our fiscal officer. Any questions or comments from council members? Who would like to introduce this for suspension, please?
I will, Mayor.
Oh,
okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Mr. Spitznagel.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
I'd like to introduce resolution 2018-20 for suspension, a resolution adopting the tax budget of the Village of Walton Hills, Ohio, for the fiscal year of 2019, directing that the same be submitted to the auditor of Cuyahoga County and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Second by Mr. Linville. Any questions? Is that for suspension, correct?
Yes, sir. Suspension.
Any comments or questions from the council members?
Katie?
Seeing none?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You've got a question? Go ahead.
Katie, this is in regards to the inside millage, correct?
Mm-hmm. Each year we have to pass a tax budget, which is showing why we need, you know, usually we just had our 0.3 mils for the police pension, showing why we requested that. This does reflect the 3 mils. And then the budget is pretty similar to our budget for this year, except for I did have an additional $500,000 allocated for capital projects, which is approximately what we will be bringing in through the millage.
Okay.
So this will go to the county. They will certify the amounts we're requesting, and then they will send back another piece of legislation that you will pass
in the month of September. In the month of September, correct?
Yes.
So this is strictly showing where the new millage will go and the old millage.
Yes.
That's all.
Any other questions?
It's where all the shows all where all the mills
correct.
Is going to go.
Yes.
So, and the capital's primarily Alexander Road.
Yeah, that's one of the projects. Yeah, for next year. Yeah. Any other questions or comments? Okay, Mr. Spitznagel. Vote on a suspension, please.
Councilperson Allen.
Yes.
Terlowski.
Yes.
Collengraff.
Yes.
Spitznagel.
Yes.
Linville.
Yes.
Brenner Miller.
Yes.
Mr. Mayor?
Thank you, Councilman. Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask for adoption of resolution 2018-20.
Second.
Second by Mr. Linville. Any questions or comments, council members? Seeing none, vote on adoption, please.
Councilperson Terlowski.
Yes.
Kulagraph.
Yes.
Spitznagle.
Yes.
Linville.
Yes.
Brunner-Miller.
Yes.
Allen.
Yes.
Thank you, council members. Next item on the agenda is item 9, or an item 8 on here, but I have my paper different. This is other business. Council members, there are several things I want to go over with you. And as usual, there's always false information out there and statements. I did give you a memo about the emergency on Regency Drive and that this would be paid for by Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District. So we have to get the project completed, and then we have to turn in for submission, and we should get the money back hopefully by December 31st. There is a process. You're fully aware of that process. This is from our village engineers, Mr. Sheehy and Mr. Joe Gelati, and expresses everything. And I gave it to you, I think, on the 28th of June. And this is just a follow-up to remind you. Does everybody understand that? This is emergency. I think they estimated between $27,000 to $30,000. I don't have the final paperwork. You'll be notified of the money when it is. It is notified. We have to wait on the Northeast Ohio Sewer District to approve the plans from the village engineers, but it looks like it'll take about 3 weeks for this to be completed, and this means that we will not be able to do the South Meadow Park culvert till next year. That's where we're getting the money from. That was one of our projects that we had talked about, replacing the culvert under the road on South Meadow Park. And that was a larger ticket, I believe. And so we'll have more than enough money next year after the money is gathered, and we should be able to take on the task of South Meadow Park Road culvert in the spring of 2019. Any questions, council members?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Didn't we, when was that? Maybe 4 or 5 years ago now, didn't we do a culvert somewhere over there, or was that off of Walton Road?
We did one off of Walton Road, but we did a head wall in Barclay Estates.
Yeah. Okay.
That was close to the end of Barclay Estates.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Okay, I remember that.
The head
that.
Wall had collapsed and the water wasn't flowing right.
Yeah.
That might have been close to 8 years ago, but it was a long time ago.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, council members, I did give you a copy of the letter of resignation. Brian, I did not receive this till 1:30 today, even though it's dated July 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And the other resignation for our dispatcher, I received on the 28th or the 30th of June, and she's still employed here until the 14th, I believe. She's on vacation. We had talked about that in executive session, so everybody's fully aware of these two things. And if we can have an executive session tonight, that's fine. If not, we'll have another special meeting and have executive session another night, 24 hours from today. So whatever Bill just recommends on that. Next item on my other business.
Mr.
Yes, sir.
Can we just discuss it now? Do you have to go into executive session? Can we do something? I'm okay with talking, with listening, whatever. Have something written about why it was.
I know it's not the proper format, but I'm sure that if we had executive session, if you wanted to come into the executive session, you could make your comments there. And if you wanted your husband or someone else to support you to come in there, we would be more than willing to allow that to happen. I'm sure no council member would have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem with that. Just as the mayor and Mr. Mason can correct me. If Carol wants to come in because we're specifically talking about her, that's allowable. If she wants it out in the open, do we have to have it inside? Or is that her call?
And is that a precedent that we're having somebody come into an executive session?
No, the thing would be, is about the executive session I want is about Carol.
So let me first say about the open meetings. It's required that it be a 24-hour notice to the media and anybody who's asking for notification of these meetings. the agenda that went out for the special council meeting today did not include an executive session. So
okay.
You would not be able to go in the executive session tonight.
Okay. I would request that we had another meeting. I unfortunately am working tomorrow, but and it would have to be a 7 o'clock meeting. I will call off work tomorrow if everybody wants it tomorrow or next Tuesday.
Just see
because we were supposed to meet next Tuesday anyways.
See everyone's schedule and see who's available. And we can set
whatever
the
you want to. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, you can do it right now publicly, but I don't know what everyone's schedule is. I'm available.
I would be available tomorrow evening, and I think doing this expeditiously, as Carol seems a little apprehensive, would be in the best interest.
So we can schedule. It's 6:34. We can schedule a special council meeting tomorrow with executive session at 7 o'clock or 7:30.
Right. Tomorrow's going to be difficult for me because I'm working tomorrow.
Mayor,
I'm committed to that.
Okay.
But I could do it. I mean, I could do it later.
What's
tomorrow? I mean, if you want to do it later in the evening, I just I know.
If we could do it tomorrow at 7, I'm in Columbus tomorrow.
And I have no problem discussing it publicly too. Whatever you want to do. I know Brian mentioned the executive session. That's why I was just.
Well, I mentioned the executive session. According to Sunshine Laws. The person that the executive session is about, if I'm not mistaken, can have it publicly, and I think that's what she said. But I don't. I'm just. She read the letter that she has to me, and I'm very disturbed about it, and I want to get to the bottom of it. And I don't mind reading that letter now under other business.
Well, I would believe that it's Carol's right to get up and read her letter, even if we do not have an executive session. As a resident and as an
right.
employee, she does have that right to make a public statement.
Right.
I have no problem if Carol would like to read her letter into record or if she would like to discuss it. I don't want to turn it into a debate.
No.
I don't want to lose control of this meeting. I want to make sure that everyone's on the same page and everybody conducts herself with a professional behavior.
So, Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Is there a letter besides this one?
This is the only one I have. Do you have the same?
I don't have one. Carol read something to me this afternoon, and I don't know if she has it with her.
The only one I have is a one paragraph.
That's there. The only one I had, and I just saw it when I walked in here. I didn't receive it. I heard about it late this afternoon.
That'd be up to you, Carol. If you're comfortable, it's you're the. It's
at this time we'll give.
We don't want anyone being. We're not.
We'll give the recreation director the floor to make her statements and her letter.
Thanks. This is a bad microphone. Okay. As you have been made aware, I've recently decided to resign as recreation director for the Village of Walton Hills. However, I would be remiss in the opportunity to provide some additional insight into the circumstances surrounding and ultimately resulting in my resignation. Roughly about 2 years ago, I was offered another opportunity at an assisted living apartment complex. The compensation for this new opportunity was significantly more and included benefits and full-time employment. After approaching village leadership regarding this external opportunity, an agreement was reached which would slightly increase my compensation starting January 1st, 2017, should I remain in this position. Regretfully, to this day, the village position of this agreement has not been fulfilled. Therefore, in recent months, there were several falsehoods and fabrications that have upset and troubled me. These false statements have embarrassed and humiliated me to the point that I no longer enjoy the political aspect of my position as recreation director. I did say I forgive, but I cannot forget. While I extremely enjoyed my time as recreation director serving the citizens of this village, I no longer have the faith and the patience with village leadership that I once had. And as I prepare for my last day on July 31st, I wish all the parties and individuals the best as I pursue other opportunities.
Thank you, Carol. I know that was difficult.
Thank you. It was.
Okay, council members, that's not the letter that we have in front of us.
Do you want me to read that letter, my presentation letter?
No, that's all I had was what you gave us and what I gave to council. That's all I have. Council members, under other business, we have...
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, ma'am.
Carol, I am deeply sorry. And I'm very sorry that this administration has failed you.
I am very sorry to see you go. And I know why.
Thank you, Mayor.
You're welcome.
Any other comments, council members?
Can we set a date to hear this, get to the bottom of all these things?
Yes, sir. We'll see what everybody's schedule is.
Okay.
I'm available tomorrow night and Thursday night, what everybody's schedule is. So we can, after we get done from here tonight, everybody let me know and we'll schedule it.
Tomorrow night, Wednesday? Okay, we'll schedule it.
Mary's
we'll talk.
In Columbus, so it's
I can get here at 7. I can be here by 7.
7 o'clock. So.
Mayor, I thought the executive session was going to be about the Stanza Act, though.
Thursday is going to be tough for me because I've worked now. Friday, Saturday.
All right, well, let me see if I can make...
No. Thursday,
what our schedules are, and then we'll confirm.
Because I'll just call in off that track.
I won't be here, Mayor.
Okay.
Mayor, as you know, I'm the law director in Cuyahoga Heights. They hold their meetings on Wednesday nights.
Right.
So I will not be able to attend.
Okay. The next item that I have for you tonight, council members, is the information on the Ford stamping plant. I made you a bullet point of list. It has all the information. We made Cranes Magazine yesterday. They have not put their for sale sign up yet on the property, but it is on the internet, and you'll see with the information that I provided for you, now they have 9 offers on the table. I'm not privileged to all the offers. I have received a lot of phone calls. We put a YouTube video up about the Ford plant in March of 2016, and as of 12 days ago, it only had 17 hits. And it looks like right now, if you go to YouTube, we're at 397 hits.
Wow.
So a lot of people are interested. It's worldwide. And I just wanted to point this out to everyone. And there is packets over there related to the Ford plant and staying focused on the positive of that. The next thing is the education opportunity, Proposal 101. Ms. Allen, if you'll look in this package that I just received yesterday from the state, from Tom Evans, the superintendent, so that's you have the information as factual as I have.
When I was looking through this, I thought if we were afforded the possibility of having the heads of the departments here ahead of time, because I'm hearing this information from a resident, and then boom, all of a sudden it's here. I mean, obviously there's going to be a cost incurred with it.
There's if you'll read this package here, these are the suggestions. Mr. Spitznagel worked on this with me in January. Brian, if you remember, these are the options.
Mm-hmm.
And options A, B, C, and D. Option A, we can do nothing and just sit and point fingers. Option A reflects on how we have been positive, and we've been with the JED and the CIC and some of the other things that we've been very successful to do here in the village. And I think if we work together, we can find answers. Option B, we talked about expanding into like open enrollment, and Streetsboro and Woodridge school systems both offer open enrollment, but that would incur a cost to the village of Walton Hills because of transportation, and we would have to find an agreement with transportation. So option D, when I talked to Mr. Spitznagel earlier in the year, I met with the superintendent and school board members and mayors of other communities, and that's what I referred to about cooperation with other communities, and our integrity has really grown. Mm-hmm. They have agreed, and there's a tuition package in here for each thing that we're trying to accomplish. Pre-K is $1,250. Kindergarten to fifth grade is $2,500 per year. Grade 6 through 8 is $3,500 a year, and grade 9 is $5,500 a year. Currently, we have approximately 65 children going to the school system that use the school system and pay tuition. And with this information, if we can grow this to another level, then it can be reductions in the cost. And this is actually less money than the parochial schools. So the goal is it has a schedule of times when they're going to pick up, drop off. We're going to use our auxiliary police officer, Mr. Ron Licker, is the one we're looking at right now to do it. That would open up to the times. What I'm asking you here at council, the reason why I put this on the agenda, is I need to spend money to make the driveway bigger for the school bus to get off and on. We did talk about that earlier in the year. There's an estimated cost of $22,220, and that's to make it so it's 30 foot wide so the bus could get on the parking lot and use our facility. They loved our facility and liked the access that's right by their border of their community. So there's no impact or grumblings from those residents and those communities on the additional costs that Cuyahoga Heights is picking up to transport our kids and drop off. I know it's a start, and I think if we work together, we can grow this to a more substantial investment for our village and benefit our residents and benefit our children. This will make a difference in the resale of your values of your home, and this will change the dynamics of Walton Hills. So I concluded all my emails back and forth with Mr. Tom Evans. We started in the month of May. We actually started in the month of January. May is when we started really getting conversations, and it has everything until July 9th, and I have the bus schedule on the last page. So what I'm asking you as council here right now is a motion to allow me to not exceed $23,000 to fix that apron and put hash marks.
Mr. Mayor?
To allow that to happen, yes.
Has there been any consideration, instead of spending $23,000, to use the Village Hall parking lot, which
yes,
would be a central
been.
Location,
yes.
And we would have security here?
Yes.
And
all those were in the negotiations. Every bit of that's been in negotiations.
And what would the reason be for not using the Village Hall?
It would be difficult for them to come through the middle of our town for that relationship. They like that building, and that's what they that's what's on the table.
If you so want Cuyahoga Heights requested the community center?
Yes. I suggested it here because of our security and our cameras and our police department here.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Is there a reduction in cost of the tuition?
Not this year. Not 2018 or 19.
Okay. And calling the spade a spade, the mayor said I worked on this. I did do research with the different school systems and gave him a book. But he was the one that negotiated this, and I think it's a great negotiation, and I think it worked out good. We have to come up with the money to do this, but I think it's a good start with a good cooperative working relationship with Cuyahoga Heights. So you did that. I did not. So I want to make that clear. Thank you.
Without cooperation, I can't do it.
Right.
So if anyone would like to make the motion to allow me to spend this, you asked where the revenues are. We're estimating that we will collect more money in the traffic cameras. We put in the budget $100,000. We've exceeded that already, or we're close to exceeding that in tickets. So I think that this would be a revenue resource to pay for this $23,000 investment for our children. And I know that there is residents already interested in this, and I guess they're transferring out of Bedford as we speak to join this, so the numbers could go higher.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Katie, do you know what we've collected so far on the traffic cameras?
We're at about 50,000 in collections. The number is paid exceeds over 100,000, and based on the number of citations, it's over 100,000. Just timing issues on people paying the tickets.
Right, I understand. There's a delay from when they receive it.
This report for June shows 28,000, but we just received, I believe, another about 23,000 in July.
Okay, thank you.
And Mr. Mayor, how much did we budget for the cameras for this year? 100,000. And we've already gotten that.
We haven't received
it. We haven't received it, but it's issued.
Right.
It's issued.
Every 1,000 tickets, we receive approximately 67,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because 33,000 goes to
correct
the camera company.
Yeah. So we're on track.
We're on track.
Us mathematically challenged people, we're on track to exceed that $100,000 budget.
I think we're real close to 2,000 tickets, correct?
Over 2,000.
Over 2,000 tickets.
Okay.
Mayor, I would. How long do we move that vehicle?
The portable, I think we move every day because we have to charge it and we have to download the information. Because of the, you know, the cloud or whatever it's called.
I'm talking about the vehicle itself.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, yeah, the vehicle.
You have to move it every day?
I think the shift, the chief, yeah, the chief shaking his head over there, yeah.
We have two vehicles?
No, we only have one.
I've seen the one on Egbert.
That's where we're concentrating because that's where the most, it has to be in a straightaway, Mr. Linville. It can't be on curves. And Dunham Road has certain restrictions with curves and downhills.
Right.
And Egbert has certain restrictions, so that's why we only have it on straightaways. It's right there across from White Oaks right now because that's the best straightaway and that's the best location according to the camera company. There's a lot of issues and variances that we have to work with then.
Right near where the power lines.
Yeah.
That substation comes in there.
There's a gas substation.
So that's not moved every day then?
Yes, it is. Every single day. The shift officers move it, recharge it, download the information, and put it back out.
Put it back in the same place?
Yes, right now, yeah. They've been moving it up and down Egbert, but that's the best location right now.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mayor.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Gloria?
Before I will make a motion for this, before I do, I would just like to say we're talking about $22,220. This has been an issue with this village for as long as I can remember about the school system. Now we have a chance to do something about it. From my understanding, the village put in $500,000 and the school put $500,000 in years ago, fighting this. So $22,000 seems like a drop in the bucket to do something to change the system that's working here, to encourage younger people to move here, because that's the biggest gripe that young people have about this village, probably the only gripe they have. I don't see any gripe they could have. Anybody here in this room, any gripe that goes on in this village. There's no perfect place to live. But I have people that live in the village here did a survey. And if your house was paid, there is not a cheaper place to live anywhere in Northeast Ohio than Walton Hills, as long as your house is paid for all the benefits that you receive from this village. So I hope you'll understand why I'm going to make the motion, and I will vote for the $22,000. It's well deserved to move forward with this village. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor?
Hold on.
Excuse me, Gloria.
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Collingraff.
I simply don't want to make the motion, have you make the motion, and it doesn't pass because that doesn't accomplish anything. Okay? Because I think everybody here knows the value of this.
Mm-hmm.
With the Cuyahoga Heights school system, so I don't think it's a matter of that. I think maybe what the issue would be, but we can talk it out here, is that we have it in front of us and we didn't have time to maybe discuss it and, you know, how we're going to pay for it, and you already started with the cameras and stuff. Because I think that's what's important. I don't mean that, you know, you make the motion, but at the same time we want it to pass because I do think, with that said, Mr. Mayor, a couple questions I have. I know we haven't had a lot of time. I know we've talked about it and stuff and about doing it. And now we, you know, it's kind of the agreement's there. They're going to pick up kids to all the grades. So with this, if we budgeted for this, this would take place this summer and then this fall they would start picking, transporting our kids. Is that correct?
August 15th.
August 15th. So the sense of urgency is to get this done now, so for the beginning of the school year. Correct?
Right. And we have to notify our residents. We have to make sure everybody's right on the same page. We have to let everybody know. So we were planning a town hall meeting to make everyone aware of it that's interested. And the 23rd or 24th? 23rd. 23rd of July. And hopefully everyone can, at least it's interested. Not everyone's interested in it. We have a lot of seniors that aren't interested in it. But I do know there's a lot of residents that's been asking questions about transportation and things like that. And we were able to build a relationship and make this possible. And I know the ones that's transported their kids for many years are probably not happy because they spend a lot of money on transporting their children. But this is an opportunity for Walton Hills. And effectively, it does make our property more valuable and gives more opportunity. And if you have to understand, if we get more children or more students interested in this, we could be renegotiating this. We could be renegotiating the dynamics. There's a lot of things. This wasn't simple. I mean, their school is not fully occupied. And they would rather embrace this kind of working relationship and not open the Pandora's box and just drop the tuition and then have every open enrollment type situation.
Right.
And we're not the only ones that participate. There's Seven Hills, there's Garfield Heights, there's Maple Heights, there's Newburgh Heights. Newburgh Heights has tried several times with petitions. Walton Hills has the most children that attend this system. So that's why this is what's advantageous for us. And this is what brought this to the forefront. If you take all the information from Rita Collections and you take the information from what all the communities are struggling with, you have opportunities to point those directions and show that this is a growth for their system as well as our system. So that's why this is brought to attention and this is why it's been embraced.
How does council feel, you guys feel about it? About
I'm not, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
I'm not thrilled about spending another $22,000, but I'd rather spend the $22,000 for a another chance at a different education and a better relationship than the money on two light poles. I would rather do that. That's my own personal thing. And I know you brought up the tuition and the relationships with that. And we had discussed this months ago with that. You know, if they initially drop the tuition for us, they're looking for a lawsuit, basically, because other people would say, other communities would say, wait a minute, you can't do that. Just give them the deal and not us. Well, you're a public school. And, you know, we talked about those options and things like that. But, you know, as you think about it, operating a bus twice a day throughout the school year, paying the bus driver,
two a day things. Two of us, one in the morning, one, you know,
exactly.
Two in the morning and two in the evening.
That's right. So that probably adds up to more than $22,000 for them in the long run in operating that. In bearing the brunt of the cost of this. I cringed when I saw, oh, geez, we got to put another we got to spend $22,000 to get this. But, you know, I'm thinking about it. And I got this, Jennifer, I got this when you did. So, I'm not in any more of the loop, really, other than our conversations months ago with this. I will support this. I think the traffic camera is showing that it's going to come in above budget, and we can use that money for that. Still not convinced about the light poles, because we have to watch our money. We do have to have that Alexander Road built, and that's a lot of money that's going to cost us. Even with all the grants that we've gotten and things like that, I think this is an opportunity. As you said, we've been fighting about this and talking about it. Gloria said it perfectly. You know, ever since I've been here, and that was one of the reasons why we, to be honest with you, that was one of the reasons why we moved here. Other than, you know, the nice location, my wife grew up here. We were promised that, oh, by the time your kids go to school, we're going to be in Cuyahoga Heights. Well, now, que sera, sera. But I think we have to invent ways to grow this village with families, with kids, with vibrancy, and I think this is a way to do it, and I think it's an investment. So I will vote to approve this.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, my son is a graduate of Cuyahoga Heights High School, and he got a very good education. And let me tell you, it was very difficult getting him there when he couldn't drive and trying to find people who could drive him there, since I work full-time and still do. I know someone who lives on Egbert Road who talked to me, a young man with a small child. He says, boy, I love it here, but we're going to have to move because of the school system. I haven't talked to him for a few months. There's a for sale sign in front of his house now.
I am not an advocate of the fancy poles out front on Alexander, although it would be wonderful to do that unless we get some more money. However, this is a necessity if we want to keep this village alive and get people in here with children who are willing to pay just a small amount of money to send them to a very high-level, blue-ribbon school system. I wish that bus was here 5-6 years ago. It would have spared me more pain than you know. I'm going to vote for this, and because we have the traffic camera money to cover it, and hopefully it will help us all throughout the year. But I'm for it, because we have to keep this village alive with people with children willing to send them to the school.
Mayor?
Yes, Mr. Williams.
Yeah, I can remember a council sitting up here and voting one time to exceed the budget or have a budget deficit of $800,000 in 1 year, okay? And I was aghast at that. I did not support that. What we're talking about here is like $778,000 less. You know, so I certainly can support this, Mayor, without any problems whatsoever. Thank you.
Any other comments?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I wish my son would have picked Cuyahoga Heights to start next year instead of Padua. Thank you. Cuyahoga Heights, I would say, all the research I did with my son going to high school next year is a top blue ribbon school. It's a fabulous school. From what I understand and what I'm seeing with this, this $23,000 is going to improve the parking lot at the community center, correct? To make
yes.
it easier for the school bus to enter and exit.
Yes.
So it's a one-time expense that we're spending.
Yep.
A one-time expense that I assume we were probably going to be asked to spend anyway.
Yeah, if we were to make that, it does enhance the community center too,
right.
Correct.
Right. I am not for spending money for decorations, so I've said before, I'm against those mast arms. I don't think it's necessary. That's something that you do when you have got a huge surplus and don't know what to do with the money that you're sitting on top of. This, I am for. I'm for bettering the opportunities for our families and for our students.
Any other comments, council members?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Not only for the school buses, because there was a situation with a truck that came into the center there and just tore up the lawn because it was too small for the turn for the truck to get in there. Because when we have weddings and stuff, people have things delivered there, the caterers and that.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's a win-win situation for the school bus and for bigger trucks that are operating, going in there, not tearing up the sod in there. So I think it's a great idea.
Well, I think we should have the motion.
Any other comments? I need somebody to make a motion, please.
The only other comment I would have, Mayor, is if this has been in discussion, I wish council would have known about it more than
just
15
today.
Minutes before a meeting. It would have been nice to know, especially when questioned by residents, that we at least had some knowledge that this was going on.
Well, for the record, this was discussed with Mr. Spitznagel because he's the chairman of education, and we've went through this a couple of times on different options, and we've done it quite a few years in a row on different options. And as far as that's why I included the emails to show you that nothing was in concrete until yesterday when everyone came back from vacation and everyone agreed. That's why I have this transportation, the superintendent, and the assistant superintendent in the email package there to show you evidence of what I had and how it was to be laid out. And when I had that information, I called Mr. Colin Graff. He was unable to answer his phone last night. And I called Mr. Spitznagel, and he was unable to answer his phone last
night.
That
was working.
And that was the two individuals that I was telling the details to.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I apologize for that. At the time, the mayor and I were discussing different options of he was in negotiations with Cuyahoga Heights or other school systems that had open type enrollments.
Woodridge School System.
And do we use that as a bargaining tool and things like that? So, hindsight 2020, maybe an executive session we should have brought that up. But, you know, we certainly didn't want to, at that early, early stage, bring something out that we were negotiating with Cuyahoga Heights, you know, that to get the best deal that we could, you know.
This has been in the works, though. I mean,
well, yeah, but still, I understand Councilwoman Allen's position, and I do.
We only had one executive session all year, everyone. Yeah. That was last week or last session when I told you about the Ford plant, which came to pass, and yes. When I told you about businesses moving in and everything else. So there is no secrecy or anything like that. We haven't had any kind of. Yeah. Executive sessions, but when I told you Ford was going up for sale, it went up 1 week later, if you remember. And I shared with you that I'm one of the contact persons for Ford. I'm the mayor. My name's on there and everything.
Right.
And that's a multi-billion dollar company. And just like when I went to Washington, I made you guys fully aware of that procession and manufacturing caucus and everything. So if I could have a motion, please.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, Gloria.
I'd like to make a motion to add to the budget $22,220 to enhance the driveway at the community center.
Second.
Second by Mary Brenner Miller. Any questions or comments, council members?
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Your original motion request was not to exceed a certain amount. Is
right.
That the number you want?
Yeah, that's an estimate from my engineers. I would
okay, so
say
it was
not
to exceed
25,000 or something like that.
Okay.
So we don't have any problems because I do have to do hashing in front of the building there for crosswalks and stuff.
Do you want me to say it again?
I would say it again with not to exceed $25,000.
25?
Yes.
Mr. Mayor. I'd like to make a motion to add to the budget not to exceed $25,000 for enhancing of the driveway at the community center.
Second.
Oh, sorry.
Second for Mr. Linville. Okay. Any questions or comments, council members? Vote on the motion, please.
Councilperson Kolograph?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlowski?
Yes.
Thank you, council members. It passed unanimously. We will try and do as much as we can with our service director's abilities and stuff before we have to call in a contractor. Please share your times that you're available, and we'll pull together with the office and have a special meeting so we can have an executive session if everybody wants to have that, okay? Can I have a motion for adjournment tonight?
Mr. Mayor, I had one other thing under other business. I've been contacted by several residents on Alexander and a couple actually on Dunham about the town hall meeting that they were unable to make about the CEI property. And so they were asking if we could schedule either another town hall meeting or just even a meeting with you, with all the residents to be notified as an open meeting to come and discuss what's going on back there.
Yeah, we'll see what the schedule provides and see if my engineer is available so he can explain the details, and we'll try and have another meeting. We could probably, if it's not a large group, we could probably have it right here in this room. They can reach out and we can talk to or even have a meeting like we did with the residents on Walton Road about their issues and stuff. And Ryan, Carmody and Allen as well.
Mm-hmm.
So just let us, we'll look at the calendar and see what's available. Any comments or questions?
Mayor.
Yes, sir.
So after this next meeting, we're going to have a recess, or are there going to be other meetings?
Executive session.
We're going to have another meeting for executive session with council.
That's tomorrow?
If it's everybody's available tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Excuse me.
What are we going to discuss at the executive session? Personnel?
Personnel.
Yeah. I thought that had been decided.
Well, I think council wants to ask more questions or wants to find more details.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can't make that.
Okay.
I got a commitment. Thank you.
Our next meeting, if this wasn't the summer, would be next Tuesday.
Right.
I mean, we could just put it off. We could do it next Tuesday. I mean,
if you read your memos, I did tell you that we will probably have a meeting in August because of what's going on with Ford. Your memo does say that because With the nine offers, they've already expressed that they will come down and share the information and details, and then I will have executive session to share with you.
Well, I will stay here if the council wants to have it tomorrow or Thursday.
Why don't we just have it on Thursday next week? We all know we're going to be here next
Thursday.
Tuesday next week.
We'll have a special council meeting next Tuesday, a regular council. That'd be a regular.
It would be a regular council meeting.
Yeah. Any other comments? Can I have a motion for adjournment, please?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes,
I make a motion that we adjourn the special council meeting at 7:09.
Second.
Second by Mr. Linville. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, vote on the motion, please.
Councilperson Spitznagel?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Renner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlowski?
Yes.
Holograph?
Yes.
7:09 p.m. We are adjourned.
In my station, right here.